The decision by Dr. Rene Desmarais to withdraw his name for Wicomico County Executive has the county council scrambling on what to do next. His decision leaves only two candidates left, Republican delegate Carl Anderton and former county employee Michelle Ennis. Take a look at what the future may hold. We caught up with Greg Bassett, editor and general manager of the Salisbury Independent, to assess the process.
Don, I'm supposed to be very, stoic about this stuff, but all I can say is, what a mess. I'm sorry, it's a mess, Don, it's a mess. Supposedly they're going to meet in closed session sometime later this week, perhaps Friday, to try to script what's going to happen on Tuesday night when they meet at 6 o'clock in their regular meeting again. But they basically have two options. They can select from the two remaining candidates, either Michelle Ennis or Carl Anderton, or they could perhaps vote to extend the 45-day deadline, which was mandated by the charter, and start the process all over again. I know the last reporting I did on it as of Tuesday was that they were researching whether they could legally extend the deadline. But there's certainly a lot of pressure on them to get this over with, to get a county executive in place, so we can move on.
What do you think this means for Carl Anderton? I mean, do you think that he will be reconsidered?
My hunch is that certainly it looks like he should be. He could be. He seems to be a popular consensus if you look at social media, for whatever that's worth. The question, again, though, is does he have four votes? Will any of the people flip their votes for him? Now, Nicole Ackley, Councilwoman Nicole Ackley, was certainly in favor of Dr. Desmarais. She was the one who put his name up. She had some association with him and knew him and was really touting him. So does she switch over to Carl now? Or does she decide that she would like to have a whole nother process start again? Each one of these people who voted against Carl or for Dr. Desmarais, they all have their own reason. There wasn't this united front that you would think there was. There was some speculation that perhaps Council President Dodd and Councilman Holloway were part of the Trump coalition of the Wicomico Party, a Republican Party, that they felt like Anderton had, maybe erred in working with Democrats the way he does in Annapolis and being very close with Salisbury Mayor Jake Day. There might be some resentment there. But in a Democratic-dominated state, you can't just be a Republican who votes no on everything. At least that's Anderton's point of view. And I think a lot of people understand that. So, yeah, I think his chances are buoyed again.
Do you think there's a certain animus that's arisen from all of this? Is there enough personal opposition to him, or is it, as you say, just simply some political judgment?
Well, you were at the rally that I was on Monday, and I guess they're saying please don't call it a rally, but it was a rally. And you could see the sentiment there was that Anderton deserved another chance. And the people representing those groups that sponsored that event certainly have said that there's no need to start the process again, that you've got your candidate right there. Let's just get it done. So that's what I'm hearing, at least, the voices that are in my ear. But what else might be going on out there, I'm not sure. If anything, that event on Monday has really raised a lot of attention to the issue and introduced the need for transparency. But at the same time, that need for transparency, I think, will continue forward. So whatever they do next, they're going to have to do it in public. They can't just go in a room and say, let's pick this other person and just go out and announce it.
In the second part of our interview with Bassett, we look at the impact of pressure by community leaders and what may be ahead for Delegate Anderton. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.